first story that I started shooting was Cate Blanchett and Brad Pitt's story. It was in Morocco.
That's director Alejandro González Iñárritu. He says one of the greatest challenges of making Babel was casting it.
Beyond Cate and Brad, all of the people that you see in both stories in Morocco are non-actors, are people from humble villages without electricity, and I have to go with my casting team. And from the minaret, from the mosques, the imam announced through the speaker that there was a film needing people, so they formed in lines, and it took me 3 weeks to basically just dedicate to that, to see the faces and find them. And the father of the kids was a carpenter. The kids, I find them playing football in a plaza. And the guy who take care of Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett is a guy who arrived to the office, in the production office, to ask job as a computer system guy. It was a very difficult task. Directing non-actors in the language that you don't understand is one of the toughest things that you can do as a director, but it's the most rewarding experience that I have had.
What were you looking for when you were casting these parts?
You know, I wanted to see in their eyes something that it was close, at least for me, in my imagination, what the character should be. You know, I always think that in the eyes, you can read the interior life of a person. And I thought that if they have that interior life, some emotional baggage, that they can find themselves to play what the character needs. So it was talking to them, spending time with them, reading with them, making rehearsals. I made a lot of exercise, theater exercise that I have learned as a director, just to find out the range and some things. And, you know, it's an act of faith, obviously. The casting is one of the tortures for a director, I think.
Did they surprise you?
Completely. All these people were what they are. They spoiled me and they surprised me because they were so... The father in the last scene of the Moroccan kids, he was there in that range of emotional to cry of his son. He was in that emotional range every take. And I shoot it for 3 days in different angles. And the guy was, haven't seen an actor like that, you know. It was really unbelievable.
How did it work? I mean, how would you communicate with them? It's hard enough to communicate as a director, I imagine, to actors who speak your language and who are actors, much less to people who aren't actors and who don't speak your language.
Well, first of all, I have an guard angel, which was called Hiam Abbas, great actress from Palestine, and she helped me to translate with them, and obviously she really helped me to be the emotional bridge between them and me in Morocco. And the problem is that some of them speak Berber and some of them Arab. So it was difficult even for her because she just speak Arab. It was kind of strong. And then I followed the same rule in Mexico and Japan. So in Japan, with the deaf Japanese society of teenagers, I have two translators. One to translate for me English, my brain from Spanish to English, then the English to the Japanese, and the Japanese to sign language, you know what I mean? So it was a mess. But at the bottom line, that's not the problem. I think as a production, we were running very close circumstances to what the film was about, like the lack of communication, the impossibilities of dialogue. But, you know, you use your hands, your mimic, your eyes, everything. I think that the problem is the points of view of life. What means something for you, there's no translation. Some things, there are no translations, you know.
So you were replicating, in a way, some of the themes of this movie in the making of the movie.
Completely. You don't know, we went through a very difficult times, very difficult things. It was tough. It was really, really, really tough. We went through, you know, it was almost a year of shooting a film. And it's 4 stories, and it was 3 continents, 5 languages. And so basically the crew, the core of the crew, we stay and live together for 1 year. So there was family, there were dead birds. It was a transformation experience, to tell you the truth. And the driving emotion that I had during this journey was compassion. You know, I thought that pain and compassion were key elements. And I said, well, these characters will never see each other in the face. But the compassion that I was feeling for the characters, I thought that would be the only perfume that, if it felt by the audience, that would rescue the film.
Alejandro González Iñárritu, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I'm very happy.
Alejandro González Iñárritu is the director of the film Babel. Tomorrow on the program, I'll talk with the Mexican actor Gael García Bernal, who appears in Babel and also The Science of Sleep. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.